As with most things, Google doesn't tell us what things they look at to determine placement, but the mapping and the map placement, everybody's trying to get into that top three now, is affected by multiple factors, and it's obvious from our perspective when we look at it. And some of those things that we've noticed are a really well-designed site. There's code bases in there for Google to be able to parcel the data, and that's helpful. The content, guys, if you don't have content and a page that's coded well about the word that you want to show up for, you won't show up for it because there's no basis to show it. The Google doesn't think you offer the service. So it might be something obvious to you. They're like, oh, well, I'm this type of service business. I obviously do this, but they don't know that if you don't have a page of content about it. And so well-designed, well-coded designs that help them parcel the data and then the content in there to substantiate it in the first place. Hey there, guys, it's Nolan Walker. And today I want to talk to you about why you don't show up on Google Maps. So if your question is, hey Nolan, why don't I show up on Google Mapping? I've got my business going. I even have more reviews than my competitors. So this question came up in a conference we were in the other day, and it's a really good question. And actually the presenter that was up there did not answer the question properly, so I want to go over it with you. So one question is, how much time have you had your Google account activated? So is the Google Mapping account new and you slammed it with a lot of reviews? That's one thing, but reviews themselves is not the only indicator as to how well your map shows up and for what keywords that map shows up for. So I want you to have a really good understanding of it. And so the time is important. Your Google account will season and get better as time goes on. So if you didn't have any reviews at all, and other people had reviews, you might not show up, but there's got a lot of other reasons. Like those reviews, you may have a hard time getting them. So let's say there's a couple different ways I want to answer this, because I know some of you guys who like have a lot of reviews, you still don't show up. And I'm going to answer that too. But let's say, oh, Nolan, I can't get reviews. Well, there's programs that you can get that help you get reviews. We have one of them ourselves that we've developed, but those programs will let you enter your client's cell phone and email and send them direct links to the reviews to get more. You can ask for them in person to get more. The personal in-person deal is probably the best, and to have some sort of company mantra that goes for reviews. You guys may have heard me talk about this before, and this should really be like a cornerstone of something that the company does, is that there should be a procedure in place to ask for these reviews. So time and getting the reviews. Guys, you don't want to get too aggressive on reviews, especially with the Google. And these Google reviews come up like that, and they're too fast, or you've talked to a lot of people and they're legitimate, but they have brand new Google accounts. We've seen times where Google take the reviews down because they thought they were fake. So you want an even consistency of reviews day after day. You don't want to go contact 1,000 previous customers and get like 200 reviews overnight. That would actually be bad. Work on over time getting reviews, but a lot of things have happened to have an effect on it. So, as with most things, Google doesn't tell us what things they look at to determine placement, but the mapping and the map placement, everybody's trying to get into that top three now, is affected by multiple factors. And it's obvious from our perspective when we look at it. And some of those things that we've noticed are a really well-designed site. There's code bases in there for Google to be able to parcel the data, and that's helpful. The content, guys, if you don't have content and a page that's coded well about the word that you want to show up for, you won't show up for it because there's no basis to show it. The Google doesn't think you offer the service. So it might be something obvious to you. They're like, oh, well, I'm this type of service business. I obviously do this, but they don't know that if you don't have a page of content about it. And so well-designed, well-coded designs that help them parcel the data and then the content in there to substantiate it in the first place. But content alone won't work well. If the design is a template as opposed to well-coded that's custom, it won't work as well on a template with just the content. If you just have content without reviews, these things all kind of happen together, right? And get this to show up. Even social media responses looked at as a factor on your organic optimization. So as you go through and say, why don't I show up on Google Maps? All these things have an effect. And I had some other things here. Hang on just a minute. Well, other types of reviews. Google had just come out recently And so they don't want to see just Google reviews. Now, I know from dealing with hundreds of clients over the years that this is the hardest review to get anyway, is a Google review. So most of you already have reviews on other platforms. You might have hundreds of reviews from like Angie's List or Home Advisor or Yelp, and almost none on Google. So typically this isn't a problem for most of you guys, but you wouldn't want to have Google reviews only. So they're going to look at all the reviews to determine even how you show up on Google. So on that Google map placement, domain authority is basically legitimate links, guys. And when I say legitimate, this is really a sleeper problem for you here. It's difficult. You can't, and I will tell you from our perspective, you can't show up on, you can't have just links come in and look at domain authority as a self-contained item, because Google's really getting smart enough to look beyond domain authority. Now, there's a very high correlation today with how well people rank in domain authority, which has to do with links. And the more legitimate the link is, the better. Let's talk about a legitimate link. That's a link from BBB to your website, or from a local service organization, or your Facebook even linking back. These are legitimate links. An actual legitimate news article on you where you're referenced, not one where you just submit articles to a bunch of phony article sites. So I'd be very careful hearing me talk about domain authority and going out and attacking that one on your own. I don't know how many of you guys remember the days of Penguin, Google algorithm Penguin, back in 2012 and 13, when basically people lost all of their rankings. And inbound linking seems to be back in full force, but surely Google will not allow this to occur forever. But if your domain authority is low, you can expect it to affect your map ranking. I want to talk about one other thing with domain authority. It tends to have to do with time. Over time, anybody that is working on things regularly would get domain authority to go up. It's supposed to be organic. That was the original term, organic, by Google, to how this stuff happened, how you show up. It happened naturally because you were doing a good job as a whole on the web, and then you grew organically into top search rankings. So people try to affect that. How can I grow organically properly? And you can do domain authority. It's just really difficult. We can do it for you as well. Google articles and things like that, that's legitimate. Regular work, I just talked about it. So let's say that you're up there, but you drop it like a hot potato, and the only thing you really do is Google reviews and other stuff, and you have somebody working on social media, on Facebook, and that's all you do. Well, regular work of all the things that we're talking about, regular work of on the website, the code base, the reviews in multiple categories, work on your Google My Business account. I didn't write that up here, but that's one. Work on Google My Business map postings. Working on your domain authority, working on design content and social media. So regular work of the whole ball of wax is better than having it go up and just sit there and do one or two things. I guess the other thing is competition. You know, what are they doing on it? I talked to people about this in other videos, and most of your competitors are not paying $10,000 a month to show up. If this is a smaller market, it's much easier, and you can take a little sigh of relief. So if your town is less than 100,000 people, this became way easier. In fact, somebody in a smaller town was like, well, I dominate Nolan already. And I'd be very careful to say that you dominate, because if you look at it from our perspective with analytics, did you know that you can go up and Google will track 1,000 keywords? Did you know your map can expand greatly into like dozens and dozens of words you don't currently have? And so there's a lot of things that goes on. And by the way, we're on the subject of mapping. Don't scoff the organic of the actual keyword. 76% of people still go to organic search results, guys. I know in people's heads, they've taught themselves into believing that that's not true, but you yourself go to organic. You know you do. Why do you think as a business owner that everybody else all of a sudden 80% of the time goes to the paid? They don't. 76% statistically go to organic rankings, mapping and the organic keyword search results. So The regular work of all this stuff matters. The competition level matters to the size of the market, because the size of the market dictates how many competitors that you have as a normal course of action. If there's a million people, there's so many of the services and per person, and so it goes down per person. So if the competition goes down, you can lax on some of this and still show. I will tell you this though, if you actually do all of these things, not only do you get that much more dominant, I always look at it as a horse race. So horses going around the track, and then you're getting a lead and a lap and a lap and a lap and a lap. So if you want to beat the heck out of your competitors, do this stuff, and then they can't catch you well. But also, guys, the other things that you do also bring in clicks. So it's not just more map, it's reviews, it's content, it's more keywords up higher, map placement, social media. It all works together, and the higher quality of the skilled work, the better grade you get to show up. That's what the value of all this is. So I think people make the failed mistake on a lot of things of having these false narratives in their head about what the value of it is, how many people search organically on and on mapping. That's a typical, very common misunderstanding. And the value of what happens when all this gets done, and not just in the business owner's head of like, well, I show up, but you show up for what? And what are you missing that you could show up for? I think this was a great one for you guys to understand why you do or don't show up on Google Maps. Why don't I show up on Google Maps? It's really, why don't I show up on Google Maps high enough and enough times? I want to show up. I feel like I'm doing a good job. Guys, Google will do a really equitable job, whether you believe so or not, of determining whether you deserve to show up. And if these things are indeed done, you will indeed show up and you will dominate. And you'll not only do well on Google Maps, but on slews of other things that also bring in, and it can compound way beyond the keywords that are in your head. As evidence, as we look at Google Analytics accounts all the time, people show up for hundreds of keyword terms. This is how you do it. We'd of course love to help you do this, and it's a mouthful of stuff. It's a better price than you think, and you should do some of this yourself, but you should also have professional services helping you, because it exponentially increases the amount of calls, views, requests for directions, or calls on the phone. You can watch all this in analytics, the amount of clicks and impressions and all the stuff that you get. So I hope that helped you. We look forward to being a service.